Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think we've got a situation developing here. I've been trying to reach Mr. Big Willie for a good while now with text messages and all that. Are you going to call in? Are you still dangling over the edge there in Mason County and all that? I've not heard back from him, but there's somebody calling in. I hope it's Mr. Big Willie, but I am not sure, so let's keep our fingers crossed. Big Willie 105.5. Hi, what's your name?
It's Big Willie.
Oh, it is. Why didn't you respond to my text messages? I was concerned that you were still dangling over the edge there in Mason County.
Nah. I'm rolling up a tarp in the cold at Charter Steel in Cleveland, freezing my nutcrackers off, and trying to stay in the Christmas spirit while I'm sliding on ice and freezing.
Your voice sounds very different today. It sounds very weird. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. It's called cold, fat, out of breath.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Are you sure you're going to be okay? Do you want to call in a little bit later?
No, I'm good. Right, as long as people don't mind hearing a working man, I don't sit in the comforts of a studio and complain all day. I just get up and I actually work, and I thank the Lord for, well, no, I don't. I thank myself for getting up and working every day and being a provider. So whether rain or shine or sleet or snow, this fat boy is always on the go.
I'm concerned you're going to have a heart attack as I'm interviewing you. That's what I'm concerned about. Are you sure you're going to be okay? Can you take your blood pressure, like put your two fingers on
I had my MRI.
Yep.
My MRI, like Trump done, and it's all clear. Everything's good to go.
All right.
I'm going to die. I'd have died a long time ago, my man.
There's some times you've been dying on this show. Anyway, so was that you in Mason County, 5.5 hours dangling over the edge there with that trucker? Was that you? Because most of us here think it was you.
No, I would have never did that. Hopefully, it never happened. Sometimes it's unavoidable, but most of the time you just got to be smart in a big truck and take your time. I was in a bunch of weather, but I run that road a good bit, actually, and go down to Columbus, down to West Virginia there. Down by Charleston, and a few of us, other guys I know, we all run that area, and it's a bad road. Well, the problem with that road is it's brand new, and it sucks. They got horrible bumps in it. You can't even ride down the road in dry weather, literally. It's the worst thing I've ever seen. Before every bridge, there's about a 5-foot drop.
Oh, my.
And a big hump. They got signs up. It's got to be the fleecing of West Virginia to the max. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
My God. It sounds like it is
hands down the worst thing I've ever seen.
My goodness
for
gracious.
For somebody that paid money for a road.
My God. All right. So my sources tell me that you got to be just losing your mind over this issue here with real estate taxation, and that you wanted to get something off of your chest. And I guess the sooner the better, so that it can relieve the breathing that I'm hearing here, the labored breathing that you have. By the way, are they signing?
I don't know who called in. Don't you ever doubt Big Willie's 4 or 5 hour stamina, buddy. Let's put that right on the plate. Don't think Mr. Big Willie doesn't miss anything. I laughed so hard when I heard that. That was pretty good. But there's only room for one comedian, buddy. Stay off the radio.
I'm guessing this guy lives in Guernsey County. I'm guessing maybe working for the water department. I don't know. Anyway, so what's the deal? Are we still getting signatures?
The more research I do on this Belmont County thing, the worse it gets. Right. I mean, this lady that runs it should be ashamed of herself. And they reassessed everybody's property in 2024.
Yep.
And apparently they hired a company because they don't have enough help to do all the reassessments. So when they do that, basically what they do is take aerial photos. This company was, I think, out of Akron, Ohio, Canton area. So they just take photos and use like Google Maps They might do drive-bys with cameras. So it's not even done where it should be done, where they should get out and see if you put a new outbuilding in, a garage, if you fixed your flooring, the building's empty. They go off what they can find. And there were 650 complaints filed and appeals filed in Belmont County alone when this happened. Mm-hmm. And I think there's like 350 still remaining. And the more research I do, it's so unfair because unless you know where to look, if you're able-bodied, if you're an older person and you have no clue how to use the internet, you're just paying the bill. The Belmont County's getting an extra $362 million now. That's over $2.7 billion. So everybody complaining that, oh, if we lose property tax, we're going to have to come up with this money and this and that. If Belmont County had $360 million playing around, there shouldn't be no issues.
No question.
So where's the $360 million going? Where's the $2.7 billion going? Yeah, the county should be shining. It should be like Newber and Dauburn, Gold Palace.
I'm not sure we want that, but
I don't care. It don't bother me. Anyhow,
I'm just trying to picture you with a ponytail.
Where's the money?
All right.
So this whole system is duped from the get go. The whole way they did everything is duped. It needs to be redone, reevaluated, but basically just get rid of it.
Well,
and then you go in and start looking, and I did look up these buildings, and that building that's a Frizzy Properties is owned by the property company is in the name of Dean Frizzy, which is Dan Frizzy's brother, according to what I could find on the internet.
Uh-huh.
Their building is in the same building as a building that went up 80%.
Now,
theirs went down 30% in the same building.
All right, so let me see if I understand this. The lawyer, is it Dan Frizzy? Dan Frizzy's the lawyer? Is that his name, Dan?
Dan, yep.
Okay, so are you saying that his law practice is in this building, this sketchy building?
Yep.
Holy
anybody can
cow.
Look up online.
Holy
just
cow.
Just like I did.
Holy cow.
So you just look it up. His brother owns a property. It's Dean Frizzy, which is his brother. So one of the buildings I looked up was that building.
Mm-hmm.
And in that stretch of buildings in Bel Air, his property went down 36-37% appraisal value. With the same, they didn't even do nothing. It's still, and the only way that can happen, according to the Board of Review and the High Revised Code, the only way it can go down that much is if it's uninhabitable or it's deteriorated, they're going to tear it down. It's now a parking lot.
My goodness.
So how does the building value and the property values are down?
Well, if we're talking about the same building, the Frizzy Law Practice in Bel Air that I was in,
right.
If we're talking about the same one, that building was very, very nice. Leslie and I were there for some legal matters, and we went, I think we went upstairs. We've been through that building. Yeah, well, we were upstairs, that's right. And that building should be paying top dollar in real estate taxes to the citizens of Belmont County. If we're talking about the same building that I was in, if we're talking about the same Frizzy lawyer that I had to deal with.
Right. It's the same one.
Wow.
I put money on it.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And they probably...
If you look it up online, and you look it up on Google Maps and everything, you can see the buildings, and you can get the address on the Belmont County GIS. You just look up the information.
Yep.
Just like I did. And that's it.
Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
On there.
So, Big Willie, let me ask you this. So, what can our citizens, what can our listeners do about this to end real estate taxation in Ohio? Any suggestions?
Yeah, they can go on, look at my Facebook page, Big Willie's Facebook page, and see that there's a place to, hold on one second.
What?
There's a place to go on there, go to Act Ohio Tax, and sign petition to eliminate the property taxes in Ohio. We have a site at 3200 Guernsey Street in Bel Air. Somebody's airing from 10 to 6. And then, hold on, I got to get a paper signed because I'm working there.
A what?
Right. I got to get these papers signed up. Somebody.
Do you need to?
I'm working in the cold, Demetri. I can do two things at once.
Okay, well, tell you what, we can end this now and then pick it up next week. Would that work for you?
Thank you. No, I'm good. I'm done already. I don't play around, bud.
Oh, okay.
Anyhow, go to Axe, the highest tax. Call your Belmont County commissioners. Call Belmont County auditor, Cindy Henry. Ask her why. Ask her why this is happening. Ask her why that certain people's property taxes went up 800%. What are they going to do about it? Are they going to reevaluate everybody's taxes? Something's got to be done about it. That's ridiculous.
Yep.
And then the elderly people that are the ones that are most vulnerable to the taxes being raised that have the lower income are the ones that are paying for it because they don't have a clue how to take care of it.
You know,
they don't have a clue.
We need to give it a name. We need to give this potential scandal. I say potential. I don't have all the information. I'm trusting you. This potential scandal a name. What about Frizzygate? What if we call it Frizzygate?
I have to think about it.
Okay.
I mean, we can call it whatever way. I'll come up with a good name tonight. And if you got any suggestions, put them on our Facebook page, Big Willie 105.5. Maybe you can put a poll up and we'll put two or three names to let the people vote to me through. We'll have a semi-scientific survey of the people of Belmont County. They want to call it Frizzy Gate, Henry Gate, Anthony Lucarelli is a messed up gate, whatever they want to call it.
Oh, my goodness. All right. We'll get that information. And now back to the petition signing. I want to make this very clear first in my mind, then for our listeners, that anyone can go to Bel Air today, Wednesday, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., 3200 Guernsey Street. That's at the corner of Guernsey and 32nd Street. They'll see a building. It's the Bel Air version of the Parthenon. You go there, you go in, you sign the petition saying you want to end real estate taxation in Ohio. You can also go to our other radio stations in Jefferson County at the Fort Steuben Mall. You enter the Fort Steuben Mall from the Walmart side. As soon as you go through the double doors, you look to your right where the Radio Shack used to be, and now it's our radio stations, and you go in there from 10 a.m.
That store.
10 a.m. I'm trying to make this thing work. 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and sign there. That's what you're trying to say. Is that right, Big Willie?
Right. That's what I'm trying to say. And actually, when you go there, make sure you enter in our drawing. You don't have to purchase anything. You can put it on a postcard to win $3,000 on December 23rd and buy a T-shirt to help support us and get $5. For every $5 you spend, you also get an entry. So you don't have to buy nothing, or you can buy a cool new T-shirt that was designed by somebody really great and new in our office. And I don't want to say her name until they say to. But anyhow, she did some really cool designs. And check out the TikToks that we're putting up. There's a lot of cool stuff going on at the the Ohio Midland Radio Group and the River Network.
Excuse me.
I think they should have put my name or picture on there to help it out. I know your picture is already on your sweater from yesterday, and I had somebody send me a message that thought the same thing. And if you don't believe me, I'll send it to you. They were from Maryland. My buddy Jim Reeves, shout out to Jim and him. But he thought the same thing I did. That picture looked just like you. So kudos to whoever made that sweater. Maybe we need to put my picture on the new T-shirts. And I think we can get them sold for $35 instead of $25. And take a chance.